Good afternoon. Not as much fun today, but you know, you look at the tape, you see the good, you see the bad. You obviously spend more time thinking about the bad than you do the good. But the only thing I'll say to you in getting started is 17-6, ball's first and 10 at the plus 27. Quarterback makes an excellent check. We get a full effort out of the runner. He gains 11 yards, but he gets stripped. Ball comes out. That play and the next four offensive plays are three turnovers. And there's a team that goes into the game plus 14 against a team that was minus 5. But it's an indication of how we played. We didn't play well enough to win. You know, the game started out in a bizarre fashion, if you will. I chose, obviously, to have the ball in the second half. I deferred. I deferred for a bunch of reasons, one of which was I wanted the ball in the second half. They were a team, we were plus 52 of our opposition in the second half, and they were a team, with the exception of one game, that did not score a lot of points in the second half. The wind was a factor, especially kicking toward the tunnel that we came out of, and I felt like we would drive the ball out. We didn't do that. I didn't want to have to defend against those returners as little as I could. They did return that ball. So anyway, we got the ball in the second half the way we wanted it. And we had opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them. The game started out, as I said, in a bizarre fashion with a breakdown in coverage, an error in coverage. They got an easy touchdown. Then the fiasco with the punt return, where we kick a ball 61 yards out of bounds. It's a great punt. The gunner goes out of bounds, determined by the official of his own volition. So the penalty is there. The next punt's down the middle of the field. We miss two tackles. We don't get ourselves in position. And so the change in that was they would have had the ball at the minus 14. Instead, they had it at the plus 11. And that's kind of the way the game went. I thought if we scored a touchdown before the half and went in 17-10, we could have righted the ship. We could have got it right. We end up field goal in that situation as well, which was discouraging. But nevertheless, coming out at the half, we felt we've got the ball. Let's go. We always felt like we could do better with our kickoff return team, because we had seen a great example the week before. Denver had run a kickoff back 105 yards. We thought we could do the same. That didn't happen. We got a little more out of punt return than we have had in the past. He did a good job with that. But the turnover situation, the failure to score, the easy touchdowns, they had the ball first and 10 at our 11, our 12, and our 16. And on each of those occasions, it took them third down before they scored, but they scored each time on third down. We didn't stop them on third down at all. And they had a high percentage on third down. Our third down percentage was a little bit better, but it wasn't great. And our first downs, we did have 21 first downs, which at least got us a little bit more of the opportunity to play call. So very, very disappointing loss. However, you have to look at the objectives now this week. I can't do much about yesterday, but what we can do is we'll have our coaches in this afternoon. Once we take care of the business at hand, the coaches will be started on our research, on studying ourselves. We call it a worst to best. We'll look at that. We'll look at ourselves. We'll self-scout. Then we'll go on to looking at some of the teams that are very good in the league in those particular situations. We have a big medical day today with our players. Today and tomorrow they'll be visiting the hospital and getting the MRIs and whatever. And the whole goal right now will be to rest and to have people healthy so that we can come back and be prepared to practice fully on next week when we prepare for the Packers. Questions?
Good. I wasn't there, obviously, but I read that line you said about, you know, not being sure kind of why we are where we're at. I can't remember how you phrased it, but just, you know, being confused by where you are. How much of that confusion is just Eli playing what appears to be as poorly as he is playing right now, or is that...
Well, he's not alone. He's not alone. We have a lot of people that aren't playing as well as they're capable of playing. And, you know, that's got to change, obviously.
Tom, why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I'm not going to suggest anything. You'd have to ask me a question so I can say no.
Do you think fatigue,
no,
mental or physical, is a factor?
I don't. I'm not going there. You're a pro. That's a schedule we've been handed. You play the schedule. You do the best you can with it. The last 2 weeks haven't been very, very good.
How much do you need?
Now, that's not saying that we're not going to benefit from the bye. Don't get me wrong.
How much do you need the opportunity to kind of self-scout? You know, it comes very late in the season.
I think we need the opportunity to we'll take full advantage of that. Don't get me wrong. But we really need the opportunity to regroup, get some people as healthy as we can at this time of the year, and then looking at it now, we have a six-game schedule ahead of us.
Tom, how much is it a pull-back moment to be able to look at this team in its entirety where you don't get that opportunity in a given week?
Well, that's the purpose. You know, I think the number one purpose of the bye, depending on when it happens, for us, it's right now, it's to get as healthy as we can get, rest, get as healthy as we can get fresh, you know, be anxious, be hungry, be rested when you come in next week so that all the details involved in preparation sink in. I really didn't have a problem with our physical practices last week. I didn't. I almost had to back them off a little bit. So they did practice hard. We're just not making anything happen for ourselves that we can build momentum on, and it goes the other way. You know, you start the game off with a coverage breakdown, then you give them a punt return. I mean, we are a resilient, tough group, but we haven't been able to overcome those kind of things the last couple of weeks.
Eli and Bradshaw are both saying things about, you know, seeing a lot of run-friendly looks. How much of it is, you know, defense is showing you that, saying that, you know, hey, run the ball, we're not going to beat us over the top?
Well, it depends on the score, obviously. That was... Why wouldn't you? You're going to defend the pass, and that's what they did. They got up there and defended the run a little bit, but if the score's 31-6, I think you're going to defend the pass.
Have you seen that the last couple of weeks, too? Or?
Not necessarily. Depends on, again, what's the score? What's the circumstance? You know, we have to be effective when people do get back there in a two deep, and that happened a couple of weeks ago more than it did yesterday.
Tom, even though every year is different, I mean, this second half thing, I know you hate answering it, but you're a very detail-oriented guy and a very research guy. Do you look at that and try to find common denominators? Have you, over time, done that?
I haven't, no.
Do you have any explanation for why it has been a trend, you know, for you?
I'm sure it's me.
I don't think it's – I'm just asking. I'm just kind of curious. I mean,
I don't know. My standard answer for last year was it didn't come out too bad, regardless of what it was at what time. You know, it didn't turn out too badly, so I'll stick with that one.
But you don't look at those things at all. I mean, is it really?
I look at everything, but I'm not going to offer anything about that. I just don't. You know, every year is a different year. Every situation is a different situation. Every team's a different team. Every circumstance with regard to health and well-being and, you know, so on and so forth is a different situation. You know, I think yesterday, what did we have, 120-yard play? I mean, we've had a lot of those around here. So maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's been the big plays have disappeared. We got some first downs yesterday. We got 21 first downs, but we didn't get the big plays we were looking for.
The fact that it didn't turn out too badly last year, is that a good thing that these guys know they've experienced getting out of a big slump, or is there any danger to the fact that they might be able to say, don't worry about it, we'll get there?
I'm hoping that's not the case. I understand what you're saying, but I think when you look at the six-game schedule, if you can't get excited about playing this six-game schedule, wow.
Understanding that Eli isn't alone, I get that, but would you characterize him as being in a slump right now?
I don't like that word.
What word would you use?
I don't have one.
So
we've got to play better.
I mean, going back to maybe the game in San Francisco, does he look as different to you? Is
as he appears to be to us?
In some situations, but I don't think it was. Again, I think yesterday there were signs that he's improving. He's getting back on track. There were some signs there that were good yesterday, and we just got to build on it.
There were signs that were good, but say like the two ill-advised kind of.
Oh, that was terrible. I mean, he'd be the first one to tell you that. I mean, that was so foolish to try to make a play there. The one guy's got his shirt. You know, just go down and take care of the ball. Let us have another snap. You know, just take care of the football. You know, I know he's always trying to make a play, and he has done things under those circumstances in the past that have worked out. But the percentages. You know, we're just not with you when that happens.
So, but when it happens once, that's probably bad enough. But when it happens again, were you stunned?
That's a pretty good word. To have it happen that quickly, yes. You know, I know how hard he's pressing to make a play. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to make a play. He's got people covered with one guy coming into the scene. He's trying to get the ball in there, but, you know, the inverted safety just gets in position there.
Getting back on track.
I thought he threw the ball better many, many times yesterday. Zinged it in there. Had the ball down the seam to Victor. That should have been a touchdown.
So his arm does not look tired to you then, huh?
Not to me.
Do you have to evaluate certain guys that have been going kind of a one or half practice a week? I mean, obviously you want everybody to be healthy, but if it's the same situation with some, maybe Bradshaw or whoever, reevaluate where you are with them, continuing to play them? Or
We've been down this road with Bradshaw many, many times. And so until I'm told any different, and he tells me any different, we would just plan on, you know, having him play the same percentages that going forward. We did want to get David a little bit more, but it became a different kind of a game yesterday.
Tom, with any of the self-scouting this week, will there be any consideration to any lineup changes, or do you say, look, I know I've won with these guys? And
well, you know, I'll consider everything, but I don't have anything to offer now.
Tom, on the touchdown plays by them, how many of those are just like the players that just aren't doing the right thing? Like Hosley, it's third and whatever from the 9, and instead of, you know, tackling the guy at the 5, he goes for the interception or whatever. I mean, and then
You can stop right there. That's good enough. Yeah, he's supposed to be outside in, too. Do you want to add that one? Yeah. Yeah, that was. There were people leaving their feet when they shouldn't have. They should have run through the tackles as well. That happened a number of times yesterday. But that, just to be in the right position to deny the score, if you just take the leverage position you're taught to be in and don't lose it, you'll be okay. Trust me, you'll be okay.
It seemed like there was a few players on offense that you might have seen some encouraging signs from. Akeem Nix, Ramsey's Barton when he had the chance, Andre Brown. Are there some positives that you take from this offensively going into the bye?
You just mentioned them. Yeah, I think when a guy makes a play, it is noticeable. You know, Akeem made some plays yesterday. There's still more that he could make. But that was a good thing. And Andre, you know, carried the ball and caught the ball out of the backfield, did a pretty good job chipping.
We've asked you so much about the offense, Tom. Pressure on the quarterback, just still one of those things, trying to figure out how to get it more.
Well, that was, you know, our quarterback got hit too much and we didn't hit theirs enough, not anywhere near enough. And you can talk about all the three-step drop business too, but we've got to get home. You've got to get there. That's our game, and we didn't again yesterday.
How is Bradshaw? You said he had X-rays yesterday.
Well, he'll have probably every test known to man here in the next couple of days.
Is Hickson okay?
Got an ankle.
And that Coon.
That's sad. That poor kid's got an ACL, I believe.
Out for the season.
I haven't seen anything really official. I shouldn't have spoken. I haven't talked to the doctors or Ronnie, but he did just walk in, and I believe that's what he mentioned to Pat.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.